Some isotopes can be radioactive, and that includes the ones that were released during the meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan last year. A lot of that material ended up in the Pacific Ocean, and scientists have been studying its impact on fish and plant life. The results that were reported on Tuesday are kind of a good news, bad news situation. Bad news, the levels of radioactive materials are higher than they were before the meltdown. The good news, they're not high enough to pose a threat to the public. So there's at least some positive news there. The same can't be said for Japan's economy right now. Kyung Law reports on how bad things are for the island nation.
The economic news out of Japan is not just bad, it is historic. The government of Japan saying for the month of January, this country logged a record trade deficit of 18.6 billion U.S. dollars. That is the highest since this country started keeping track in 1979. It is higher than in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. It is certainly setting off some alarm bells and concerns about the health of this economy. There was also other bad news, that showing that foreign investment out of Japan was going overseas, both among foreign companies, international companies choosing not to do business here in Japan, and also Japanese corporations pushing production outside of Japan. For the second straight year, that exodus was continuing. It is the second highest on record. So again, alarm bells being set off that there is something wrong with the state of the world's third largest economy. Kyung Law, CNN, Tokyo.
Today's shout out goes out to Ms. Fernandez's social studies class at Olivera Middle School in Brownsville, Texas. What is the name for soil that is frozen for more than 2 years? You know what to do here. Is it mantle, taiga, permafrost, or savanna? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Permafrost is the name for ground that's been constantly frozen for at least 2 years. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
It may be frozen, but that doesn't mean there isn't anything underneath. For example, Russian scientists found some seeds a few years ago in Siberia. Now, these things were chilling out under the permafrost for 300 centuries, and now they've helped regrow an ancient plant. Chad Myers talked with CNN's Brooke Baldwin about how it all happened.
Scientists digging down in the permafrost.
The permafrost.
Find burrows from squirrels from 30,000 years ago. These seeds, fur, fruit, still in the burrows that the squirrel didn't eat. They take it to their scientific lab, kind of a little bit of magic, kind of cloning kind of stuff. They find the placenta part, the tissue of the middle. You couldn't just plant the seeds.
Wouldn't
they,
be viable.
They wouldn't be viable. They would
the
have rotted.
The placenta part of the seed.
And they took it almost like science fiction. This is like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, okay, here come the dinosaurs if
right.
we do this right. They tried to do this years ago. They tried to do it with the woolly mammoth years ago. It didn't work. The DNA of the woolly mammoth had broken down. But they found the DNA of this plant. They cloned the plant. They made it. They planted the seed that they made. It grew a real plant. They took those seeds from that plant, planted it again, and now it's growing again.
Americans have been commemorating Black History Month throughout February, and a new museum dedicated to that topic broke ground yesterday. It's the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, and this is a virtual tour of what it'll look like. The idea for a National Black History Museum first came up nearly 100 years ago. President Obama talked about that long road during yesterday's ceremony.
This museum should inspire us as well. It should stand as proof that the most important things in life rarely come quickly or easily. It should remind us that although we have yet to reach the mountaintop, we cannot stop climbing.
And finally, I hope you guys can stomach another eating competition, because that's what we have in store for today's Before We Go segment. Now, this time around, the chosen delicacy is one of my favorites, donuts, and the time limit is 5 minutes. The winner downed an even dozen, which is a little short of his personal record. Before you consider entering, keep in mind that these aren't your average pastry treats. They're made extra large and they have filling too. So winning won't be a cakewalk. This is one serious competition, no holds barred. That rounds out today's show. For CNN Student News, I'm Natisha Lance.